Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week has been jam-packed, baby. We are catching up on Stormzy's concert and doing some more jobless work as we figure out if Maya Jammer is back on Stormzy's scene.
Plus, we get into the Lioness's amazing journey to the World Cup final.
And we explore Britney Spears' divorce and discuss the bisexual kiss on Love Island USA.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Off Podcast. I feel like I can hear myself smiling, but I don't know why I am.
Because you're with me.
And the sun is out. You were saying the other week that you can't, like, you'd rather freezing cold. Like, this is my worst type of person, by the way. you prefer, like, the freezing cold.
Did I say this on the podcast? Because I was literally thinking in the car on the way here. I was like, I need to rant about the heat. And the.
Oh, my God.
You know, I just... I don't mind it on holiday, but I'm just like, there's no need for it in the UK.
There's so much need. Like, do you know how depressing it is when it's cold?
But like, people are like, it's been cold. Have you put on a coat?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Okay, I put on a jumper. That's the same.
Yes, that's fine. That's normal British. People are just so...
No, babe. That's like you being like, oh, have you put on a t-shirt in the middle of like fucking December outside? No.
No, that would be like, have you put on a coat? Because no one's put on a coat. It's still been 20 degrees.
No, if it was the opposite though...
No, because I jump. Like, that's like, whatever.
Okay, so have you gone outside like in just a jumper then in December or January? That would be fucking weird. Just a jumper, a little cardigan with a little vest up underneath. Oh, right. Well, then there's something wrong with the world, mate.
Yeah, it's called global warming.
Yeah. No, but I've been loving the weather and I just feel happy.
There's nothing to... Also, I'm too old to enjoy this weather now because why are all my friends working full-time jobs and don't want to go out during the week and don't want to day drink and don't want to sunbathe because they all have to be in an office? Like, what am I supposed to do? I can't do that on my own.
Can I just say, Lewis has never in his life asked me to do any of these things and he knows...
Neither of you!
But I'm not moaning.
It's so annoying. I want stay at home friends. Actually, I've been kind of busy. Sorry, not to toot my own horn.
What have you been up to then?
I don't know. I've realized that like the older I grow, the less I hang out with people and the more I just like sit in my flat.
I know. I think it's, my friends say now it's because I've got a boyfriend. I hate to be one of those people, but they're just like, you reply. Like, I'm already a slow replier, but they're like, yeah, you reply so slow. It's just because like, it's low-key like having a little child at the same time. Mm. Especially when you live with someone, like you're just like, your attention's just always like, oh, I'm just doing other stuff.
Or it's always like about a child because it's like a child. It's like, oh, well, I have to check what he's doing. Like, not check what he's doing in the sense of like, but like, oh, I don't want like, but, oh my God, because I sound like such like a bitch who's down bad. But I don't mean in the sense of like, oh, wait, let me check because I'm not going if he's not coming. But I just mean like out of like,
curiosity slash respect,
but like not respect because I don't want to give like that much respect.
Yeah,
I don't. It's like the same way like you get it if you've been in a relationship. The same way that everybody who was tweeting when Love Island was on, being like, because you know how on Love Island they ask to be exclusive to before you were a boyfriend and girlfriend, which is a very normal thing to do. And I always see tweets like viral tweets being like, "What's the difference between exclusive and relationship?" Like you, there is a fucking difference. And I know that those bitches who are tweeting saying, "What's the difference? You've not been in a relationship because you know the difference because you want to be exclusive because you want to know that that other person is putting all their time and effort into you the same way that you are. But you because I don't think you can properly get to know someone if they're also dating other people at the same time.
No, hell no.
So why, I'm not going into a relationship. I'm not jumping from you dating other people to officially being boyfriend and girlfriend. There needs to be a transitional period.
I feel like, yeah, but at the same time, my experience is a bit different. It's quite unique, you know. So. No, but like...
Sorry that I can't relate to all you normals.
Normal people, yeah.
I just live life a bit differently.
No, but to be fair, I think in the London pool, you have to make sure.
Oh my God, yeah.
First of all, who's trying to catch a fucking infection?
That's the other thing. I bet you those people who are tweeting are like from like the buttfuck middle of Buckinghamshire.
Exactly.
And it's just like, there's like no one going on dates
anyway. You probably get married off at like... fucking no offense, 18.
No offense to that is you, but it's just like different to London. Yeah,
there's just a lot of people, a lot of nasty things.
Because so. London, if you really wanted to, you could be on a date every night of the week with different people. If you're hot.
Yeah.
Actually, even if you're not hot.
Yeah. I feel like it's easier if you're not hot. Yeah.
Because if you're hot, you have standards.
No, because this is actually something I think about. Because honestly, right, this is why I struggle. No, I'm joking. But when you're like, when I feel like there's more like average looking people than not. Or like, say for example, or like less, like if you have like a specific type of humor, not saying that I do, but say if you are someone that has a specific type of humor, like think of it like it's so much harder to try and find someone that's on like that level.
Yeah.
And you just get on with, because to be fair, like looks aren't everything. That's why I find it so like, I would rather go on a date with like a mediocre person and then be like the fucking funniest person ever, because it just overrides everything for me. And also like the way that people speak and stuff, I think is attractive rather than just like a picture of them. You can't really tell.
Yeah. I definitely think I can tell that. I can also do the same thing because I'm dating someone through like a couple inches shorter.
Fair.
No, but like I I always said, like when I was never like dating or in a relationship, I was like, I would never date someone smaller than me. I would never ever date someone like I would always have to be the small one in a relationship. And then when I actually got down to it, like a personality can override a couple inches.
Facts.
Like I also feel like your relationship is never going to work if you're basing it completely. Like, you know when people like have like a type so far down to a T where you line up all their exes and they look the same. That's where you're going fucking wrong, because you're basing it all off your looks.
Yeah, exactly. And all of people that have done you wrong.
That's why you have so many exes who look the same. There's not it's not normal god, we're starting off just coming at people. It's not normal, but like if you're 22 with five actual official exes who all look identical, I think we need to look at the common denominator of the problem.
Yeah. I always found it mad, like people that always constantly had a new boyfriend.
Like I think I would be like that now.
That's such a niche. Like, I feel like to me, in my world, it's such a niche. Like, you're a very niche person. Like, people that like constantly have a new boyfriend and constantly put it on Instagram.
Yeah, the Instagram part's crazy. But I think now being in a relationship, because obviously I was not even really dating prior to my relationship. But if I was to come out of my relationship now, not saying that I would get into another relationship straight away, but I think I would go into one with more ease and more, I would crave it maybe more.
Because
I don't know. But I guess that also just depends on the type of relationships you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you.
God, yeah. We started this episode off with a
dating with Adrian Lewis, guys.
Anyways, anything happened in your life before we get onto the topics? You went to a house party in the Cotswolds?
Yeah, I went to like an influencer party in the Cotswolds, and like, I didn't even know like how bait it was really going to be until like I got back, and like, everyone that I met in over this just weekend was like, oh, I saw you at the thing, and like it looks like everyone was there, like the whole
really more,
like, there was loads of people there. Loads of different types of people. Yeah, it was good. I actually really enjoyed it, but we were there for a full fucking 8 hours. Like, we're in the middle of the Cotswolds, and like the only thing that was transporting us back and forwards was a coach.
But so, I saw someone leave early, like they got the train.
Were allowed to, but like,
did many people?
Nah, not really. Like, everyone just was get. But as soon as the first coach came, like,
everyone was scrambled.
Yeah,
because I saw someone do like a TikTok day in my life of that party, and they were at the train. They were like, oh, I left early and got a train back.
Oh yeah, you could. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but it's just like getting a cab to the train station and doing this and doing
and
that.
Then you have to pay for it. Like, do you know what I mean? What's the point if you can wait a couple hours?
Exactly. And it was a really nice like place as well. Yeah. Like, it was super comfy, like real chill and like super spacious. But it was such a sick idea. Like, I was like, no, this is actually a sick idea. Like, the house was insane. Like, it had like a secret door with like a bar and stuff like that. And sorry, like, you have to take fucking advantage of free Ciroc for a whole day. Like, so that's what the fuck I did anyways. But everyone was just fucked.
Was there any like, we don't have to say names, but like gossip, anyone? Was there even like, were people like, oh, this sounds so like year 10, but like, were people like kissing?
I know what you mean, but
I would just imagine if you chucked a bunch of like good looking people in a house with free alcohol all day, something would go down.
I know what you mean. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, but
I went on a trip with that brand to Ibiza, but then I don't know if it's because the trip that I went on, it was a lot of younger crowd. So it was like, it was very like uni almost. Like, I feel like the crowd was very like 18 to 21. Sorry to get specific.
No, the people that were like quite a bit older.
Yeah, by the looks of, so my trip that I went on, it was like, in the pool, everyone was snogging, like people were cheating. People were like, I was genuinely maybe in like out of a cohort of like 30, maybe like I would say about 20 of them were like snogging.
Really?
Doing bits.
Mate, I would not be surprised if there was a little bit of fucky there.
I mean, if it was in a house, you'd just probably go to a
Just like to a room or something. I mean, it makes so much sense.
Yeah. Also this week, we went to All Points East.
Yes. And I didn't even see you. Wait, were you actually with Quantro?
Yeah, I was with Quantro.
I was looking for Quantro for fucking ages.
The Quantro like stand was right opposite the main stage.
But near the trees and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get there. I think I got there at 7.
Okay.
So I got there quite late. I went to watch Kalani because Kalani was also on. It was basically, if you didn't know, it was Stormzy's like takeover on one of the days of All Points East. And I couldn't fucking hear her.
Really? I wouldn't even know because I was so fucked. Honestly,
guys, the rain was so bad.
It was so peak. Like, oh my god, my fucking Ganni boots again. Did you see them? I want to work with Ganni so fucking bad, yeah, but I honestly can't even get behind them anymore because that's my third pair. And like, how can I promote that? Do you know how many people I've got to buy them boots? Spend £400 on them boots. Like, you're probably
Wait, so you spent 1.2k on these boots?
No. Hold on. No. I've got the other two for free, and I'll be getting my full pair for free as well.
Oh, that's good that if they're broken, they'll give you a new pair.
It's such a waste of powder.
Just like,
you know?
Put on some extra glue. Oh, it's the threading.
No, they're not even threaded. They're literally, the sole is like glue. Like, it's so bad. Like, it's actually horrific. And I know I wear the fuck out of mine, but that is not the point. But yeah, Ganni, you need to fix up, mate, because I'm actually going to cost you.
I have a pair of Ganni boots, but I've worn them like 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. You know my long ones that go up to my knees? I don't know. Like, okay. They're like on like 4 of my Instagrams, but like literally the only 4 times I've worn them are just by chance, like 4 times I've worn Instagram. It looks like I would wear them loads, but I actually don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it was raining and it was, I had to leave early. But what we did want to speak about All Points East was, if you listened to last week's episode, I said that I was doing some very jobless behavior and accidentally stumbled across that Maya Jammer and Stormzy refollowed each other. Boom! 2 days later, guess who was spotted together at the festival? Maya Jammer and Stormzy.
Where's your check, babe?
In it. I could like be on, I don't know, MI5,
yeah,
Daily Mail, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to say about it because it's like, do we know they're together? No, we don't. But I just wanted to point out the fact that I got there first. I got the inside scoop.
Yeah, you did.
So you can all thank me. And now I feel like I'm just going to run with this and just like make stuff up and people will trust me.
I can't lie though, from what I saw of Stormzy or what I fucking remember, it was like, because like I had to post like an ad on that night as well. So it was like raining and like there was no connection. I should have done like a thingy post, like a scheduled post. It was raining and I was just like, I need to bring it up. And I was so fucked and like my phone was wet and then yeah, I just had to do it like 2 days later. It was my line ad, by the way, but if you haven't seen that. But yeah, no, what I saw with Stormzy was actually really good because people always say like they just don't understand like Stormzy's music because no one really, like, I couldn't tell you one person that listens to Stormzy, but he's actually fucking sick, like live, especially with the rain and shit.
Yeah. The only complaint that I had was that it started off too slow. Like, he did all his slow songs at the start.
Did he do Shut Up?
Like, he did like that like an hour in.
That's the only song I know.
No, you know way more. I'm Lord.
I know, that's the one I've got in my head.
And you know, you're getting way too big for your boots.
Oh yeah, God, I hate
and
that
you
song.
Know, you know, what about is Monday all right? No, Monday I can't.
Oh, yeah.
And what about searching every corner from my mind?
Nope.
Oh no, you know Cigarettes and Kush.
How do you?
Got the Cigarettes and Kush. The one with Kalani. But then I was like, why is Kalani performing and then you literally sing a song that is an album?
Wait, did they do it together?
No, she didn't even come out. I was like, what is the point?
She was like, I'm done. My set is done.
But also, like, it's not even like, it wasn't like a single. Like, it was a very specific song to like pick off an album to sing.
Yeah.
And when it started, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Kalani's actually going to come out. And then she fucking did. What was the point?
It's probably like, it's raining. My hair's going to get fucked.
My jam was probably like, she's not coming out. Absolutely.
She
not.
Looks way too similar to me.
She looks fair. Oh, you can't remember.
Oh, no, I can. But yeah, she looks insane. I loved her outfit. It was like the metallic-y stuff, wasn't it? Yeah.
She's very sexy.
Yeah, I actually used to like, I went through a Kalani phase when I was in college, and I just used to wear like oversized t-shirts. It was before like graphic t-shirt. I mean, graphic t-shirts has always been on fashion, but
right,
like
before like the King Kylie graphic t-shirt. It's like big graphic t-shirts and knee-high boots.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that.
No, but like before that.
Oh, before that. Wait, when was that?
That was like 2017.
Oh, no, that's when I was in college, but not that type of vibe. More like that and like baggy jeans and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, everyone just used to cast me, and I was like, I'm trying to be like Kalani, guys, because I used to like dye my hair black and straighten it and shit.
How fucking random that Kalani used to date Dreya Mack.
What?
Yeah, like in like maybe like 6 months ago.
Kalani? Nah, I don't remember.
Yes, yes. Like Kalani was at Dreya Mack's concerts.
Kalani,
Dreya Mack was at Kalani's concerts.
But Dreya Mack has Rizzo.
Mm.
But I did not see that.
Yeah. Love Island, we're back speaking about it, but this time we're going across the pond to the US of A. My pronouns are USA. neither of us have been watching it. So if you're thinking that we're about to get into some big debrief about like what we think of everyone, I couldn't name you a fucking single person on there. However, there have been topics that have come to light on the show, which we want to speak about.
Yeah, go on.
What were you going to say?
No, have you seen that sex scene?
Yes! Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Oh my God, it just came into my head. I was like, nah.
If you haven't seen the tweet, I'm assuming we're talking about the same one. Basically, this guy was in bed and this like other one of the other islander male islanders come in, and he's like, oh, I'm about to have like he said something really weird, like sexy time or sex time or something like that, or he was like, I'm about to get intimate with his partner. And he made the other guy, well, first of all, the other guy was being weird. He wouldn't leave the room. I was like, leave. But the guy left the room and sat outside and made sure no one come in. And then the girl got into bed and they showed them. And she was like, should I go harder? And he was literally like, harder? I can't go any harder.
No, because it was quite funny. But the thing is, I feel like these are so much more normal. And that's with saying that America is more normal than the UK. But like, this is like what I expect a normal person to like get up to.
Yeah.
Stuck in a house.
Well.
Yeah. Stuck in a house for all that time. Like, you're just gonna, and like, that's a, like, you know, the other day we were talking about like laughing sex. Like, that is like funny sex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like they seem like they're more in a relationship than like anything else. Like,
I'm pretty sure they've come out from the UK one and said no one had sex.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that on a podcast, but I might be like,
they're not normal. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but then again,
I'm sorry, I can last 8 weeks and wait.
I could last 8 weeks and wait, but would I want to? Probably not.
I would be too terrified of what they would take out of that situation. But like, I know they don't show full sex scenes anymore, but even if they alluded to me having sex, I would just, and I know it comes from an internal place because there's nothing embarrassing about having sex, but my own personal, how I have my personal relationship with sex, I would feel so embarrassed if like something like got alluded to like that on TV.
Yeah, no,
I would have to hold off for 8 weeks, and I would be able to.
I want to say the same, but at the same time, like if like two or three people had done it, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm doing it too.
Yeah, I guess it's like once like everybody else starts
doing
it.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, fine.
But it's actually,
but then I'll probably end up doing the most embarrassing things, and mine like would be like the highlight.
Anyway, yeah, Love Island USA. First of all, Scott from this year's season has gone back on. He's just come in as a bombshell. I think he's been in for like a week now. It's really embarrassing because, well, we'll get on to why, other reasons why it's embarrassing, but I did some research because obviously we're not watching it. So I was like, let me have a little look into Scott's journey before I start cussing him out on the podcast and I don't actually know. It's looking like he's already about to get dumped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he will have been in there for about a week with no, and getting dumped.
Oh.
That's embarrassing. Second of all, I'm all fine if people want to throw around, like, you know what I mean? We sit here on the podcast and we call people embarrassing, jobless, whatever. He's been obviously on multiple podcasts saying like Katie's so embarrassing for going back on, like she's like jobless, she's desperate for fame, all that stuff. It is far less embarrassing to go. And I tweeted out that like, wasn't he saying this? And all these people replying being like, oh, I think it's way less embarrassing to go on a week later than to go on 7 years. Sorry? This should be your prime. This should be your peak of fame. You shouldn't need to be going on another show a week after to bounce back more fame, because you should already be. Do you think Ella would be going back on a show? Like, that babe's busting out 300K likes on every single Instagram. She doesn't need to go on Love Island USA to boost her fame.
Yeah, but he must have got, sorry, he probably got offered about 200K to go on there.
No.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, he didn't.
150.
No. I know. Because I am literally like, he 1,000%.
How do you know?
Because I know Katie and Adam didn't get paid to go back on. I know that's a fact.
Yeah, but this is America.
He may have got a small fee, but there is literally not a chance in hell he would have got paid 200K.
Okay, he might have got paid 50K. Yeah, babe. I'm telling you that they have budget.
Trust me, I have just done a study. I've just done a 90-minute love video about Love Island. And I've gone into all the backs of it. He max maybe like 25K, but I even feel like he maybe didn't even get paid.
Wait, so if he got paid 25K, if he's over there earning it, that means he's got to pay tax and he's probably getting about 5K.
I genuinely don't think he would have been paid.
Shit.
Because they only found he. So I saw something about Mitch saying that he only found out like a week before that he was going on. Because these people are so, not to be rude, because I feel like we need to normalize the word desperate, because desperate sounds so harsh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean it in such a harsh, when I say like Love Islanders are desperate for fame, obviously they are, because otherwise they have to go back to a job. Like, obviously you're going to be desperate to keep your name relevant. Like, it's not a bad thing necessarily, but like, you're going to be so desperate to like keep your name relevant that you would be like, fuck it, yeah, I'll go over to USA and like, I'll maybe break it in America. And like there's way more potentially to gain than like a check.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's got now people in America that either love or hate him.
Yeah, but I just think like, what, you can't call, like, it's so contradicting to call.
Yeah, it's so contradicting.
But all this season are like, I don't get it. Like, the current UK season, like, I don't understand them. Like, there will be like shouting out at each other, being like, you're embarrassing, you're this, you're that. And then it's like, oh, it's all love. Like, it's like, it's so fake.
Oh, no.
And it's all just so like, obviously
orchestrated.
Yeah, to like just get attention. Yeah. And like, none of them actually have beef with anything. But also in Love Island USA, there was a potential bisexual relationship, which
we
was
love that. That's what I'm saying about it. It's so real in this one, because
I do want to watch it actually, now that I think about it.
Are they actually gay? Those two
girls,
you know?
I think they're bisexual, both of them. Okay. One of them was confirmed to be bisexual. From what I've seen on Twitter, I may be wrong, because obviously, as I said, I'm not watching the show. What I think I've gathered from Twitter was one of them was bisexual and the other one was like, not maybe not openly bisexual, as in like hadn't verbatim said it, but like the other one knew that there was something there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It always takes like just a little combo.
Yeah, and well, more than a combo, they were bloody snogging.
No, but they were hot though.
Yeah. But you know, I think it's because Love Island USA isn't on, actually, I don't know if it's on TV, because it's on a streaming service.
Yeah, but for us though.
On USA as well, it's done by Peacock. Which I don't necessarily, it may also go out onto TV, so I may be wrong on that, but I don't know if they're allowed to sort of show things like the sex scenes and stuff more, because it's on a streaming service.
That would make sense, because even in Family Guy, you can't even, like, they don't even swear.
No, yeah, I've just realised it's 1,000% because of that, because Love Island USA, prior to it being on the streaming service, had to be censor every swear word. So obviously they would have had to censor out sex.
Oh my God, sorry, there is so much to this Love Island USA. This fucking bastard that was rude to my Sarah Hyland as well.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that. She handled that like a fucking boss. Yeah. I loved her, like, she's amazing.
Oh, I love Sarah Hyland.
But I really, like, I thought it was good how the other guy apologised for him.
I did think it was good, and it was definitely the right thing to do. I just can't help but cringe when men do stuff.
I know what you mean, because I'm the same, because I'm just like, you just want to be liked so
bad. But like, it's like the same energy as like pick me. Like,
yeah, it's just pick me energy. I know what you mean, but yeah.
But it was good that he said something, obviously, but I was just like, you know what, it's just like,
I wish
a man is trying to come across as like the nice guy with morals.
I know.
But yeah.
It's like whenever guys tweet about like, oh my God, like, I know they come from a good place, so like, oh my God, I can't believe like women have to like work on their periods. I'm just like, ugh.
But that's what I mean. It's like
oh, pick
like,
me, choose
like,
me.
But then you can't actually like complain about it, because it's like,
yeah, you're actually trying to do it for the greater good. And I know this is what we're trying to push for, but at the same time, it's just like, oh man, you don't know nothing.
But yeah, Love Island USA. I think I'm going to watch it. So
I don't need to, because we're literally coming up with points and points and points right now. I'm watching it.
Also, I'm Love Island out. Didn't watch the winter season. I watched the winter season and the summer season. Yeah. I don't have any more Love Island left in me.
I saved all my juices for the Love Island season. I'm done for the next 5 years.
However, I would like to watch the Love Island Games thing that's coming out.
Huh?
So there's a Love Island game show coming up where they are getting contestants from all different international franchises.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a bit like if you've ever watched the show The Challenge, which is a show in America on MTV where they get past reality TV contestants to all come on and they have to do things like just like physical and mental challenges and have to like beat each other out in eliminations. But like, it's like, there's actually so much drama because it's like they have to vote each other in and then it's like backstabbing people and it's like, it's actually really entertaining. But they're doing that with just Love Islanders. But that's being produced by an American, that's being produced by Peacock, not ITV.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But let us know if Love Island USA is worth watching, if you've watched it. Because if it is, if someone comes to me, I just need one person to sell it to me and I'm there. I'm so easily persuaded.
Yeah.
On the topic of Love Island bisexuality and the fact that there was a bisexual or potential bisexual couple on Love Island USA, fuck Love Island, you fucking K, who said that LGBTQ contestants are logistically difficult and wouldn't be a possibility on the show. And they edited out, they've edited out actual people coming out as bisexual on the show. And really? Yeah. So I might understand the fact that like, it doesn't add to the storyline. We don't need to show it. But if you're getting so much bad press that you're not including the LGBTQ plus community, you don't think that you could devote 5 minutes of an episode to someone like coming out to the islanders bisexual. That they're bisexual instead of editing out because it doesn't add anything to storylines. At that point, you're specifically excluding it. And also, there are so many umbrellas under the LGBTQ plus community who aren't specifically gay or lesbian who could fit and go onto the show. So it's just like, I don't know. It has literally been proven on the USA that it's not logistically difficult and it's just Love Island UK, or the UK in general, being a piece of shit. Even though USA laws aren't
that much
better.
Also be to do with like it being on TV as well, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, after the break, we will be back to discuss Britney Spears' most recent divorce and our girls from the United Kingdom kicking the ball in Australia.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. So on Sunday, we had the final of women's football. I want to say how proud I am of the women's, how far the women's football has come. And that's like, I sound like I'm laughing, but I'm actually like really proud. At least we made it to the semi-final.
Yeah. Final?
I mean, we made it to the final. The women actually made it to the final because we're actually sick of football, unlike the men.
And we aren't, and like, they didn't even lose badly.
No, that was a fucking insane game. I don't know a lot about football, but what I do know is that they done well.
I know. I actually don't mind watching football, but I like watching football when there's stakes involved. I couldn't sit and watch like Liverpool versus Arsenal because I couldn't give a shit. Yeah. Like, I understand people who get in so into sport and get so like, because like when you are like, obviously you're just gonna get behind England because that's just like I don't have a football club that I associate myself with, so I don't get like it. But obviously if you have a club that you feel as strongly with about England, like you get into it. Like it's fun.
I know, but then I'm like, fuck, I am actually never supporting a team ever, because if I like, obviously I cared that I'm not massively into football, but if I was like real into football, that would have ruined my whole fucking Sunday, and that game was at 11 a.m. But regardless, they've done a fucking insane, and that was a mad game. But yeah, women's football has come far.
And fuck Prince William.
Yeah,
you tried to not trying to paint you as a royalist, but you were outside. You were giving a fair argument for him.
It wasn't an argument; it was just a fact.
But I don't know how factual that is, because why is everybody complaining about it if that's not
because people don't read, and we know that because you're one of them.
But I just don't believe it. You could go to Australia. I don't think that there is still in this day a rule where he... Basically, sorry, we're not giving you any context. Prince William is the head of FA. I don't know the specific thing. He's some high up position at FA. If you really care about it, Google it, because I'm not going to sit here and try and find out actual facts about sport. He's something high up at FA, which should have probably meant that he should have been there to support. And he made like a video message with his daughter, which first of all was lame as fuck, because why wouldn't you put your sons in it? Why does it have to be your daughter? Because it's women's football.
Yeah.
Okay, but can men not like women's football?
That is a fucking good point, Lewis.
Like, why was it? Because it was giving like energy, like, I'm going to put my daughter here to show that woman power. Like, okay, like it's not women's sport is not just for women. Yeah. Men can also watch women's sport. Anyway, that was the first red flag. But he put out a video message being like, good luck to the Lionesses, yada, yada, yada. And he was like, sorry, I couldn't be there. And everybody was like, well, why can't you be there? And Isla has revealed that allegedly, she's getting up the facts. God, she's,
go on, girl.
She's getting up the evidence. She's making sure it's factually correct.
Correct. Well, so basically, King Charles, this is... So on Twitter, it comes up with a context thing now, and it's obviously from sources. And King Charles III is yet to visit Australia because the Australian government delayed his inviting him. This means that Prince William cannot constitutionally visit before him. And plus his father's heir. Hey, how do you say that word?
Heir.
As his father's heir, Australian taxpayers would have to pay security costs. And either way, like, if he did or didn't go, he was going to moan because he would have fucking used the whole petrol
air miles,
all those air miles to fucking fund me going back to LA, to New Zealand.
I mean, sure, maybe that is true. But I just don't feel like in this day and age that people still are like, you cannot visit this country until your father has paid a royal visit. Like, is that really still a thing?
I don't think it's as much of a thing, but I feel like it is a business.
If he really was like, I want to go and support the woman, like, am I allowed to go? I feel like it would have been
vetoed. Yeah, he should have jumped on that fucking economy flight.
Yeah, right.
No, like, for real though.
And also, like...
Like, if you actually gave a shit, you should have got on that economy.
Even the fact that he's associated with the Football Association... Like, that's why you should have been there.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't give two flying shits anyways.
No, but like, it just like adds more salt to the wound that like he didn't go. When it's not just like, oh, no one from the royal family went. It's like, you represent our country and the Football Association. Like, this is literally like the most specific situation where the two cross over and you should be there.
Yeah.
And also, like, the Queen of Spain was there with her daughter, and the Queen looks so glam, and the daughter like was like dressed all like,
she looks like now.
Smart. And it was just like, this is so embarrassing that we have no one there.
Yeah, no, I do feel that on that level, but we could have got a little celeb or someone. Like, not Naomi Campbell, but I don't know. Like Kate Moss. I don't know.
Kate Moss would not have gone.
Why? Because Victoria Beckham. That wouldn't have been good.
Yeah. Victoria and David could have gone if Prince William couldn't.
Yeah, they are more royal to me than the fucking... What else is there to say about football? Damn.
No, you were getting up the prince, queen, or whatever she's called.
Oh yeah, wow, she is. Yeah, she is pretty. Yeah, she definitely. Oh my god, see, why do our ones look so inbred?
Kate is
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, but pretty is she's married in.
Oh my god, wait, did everybody see Kate Middleton was at Houghton Festival?
What?
Kate Middleton was at Houghton Festival, Houghton Music Festival.
Wait, it's in
and
the,
everybody
the
was
princess.
Saying, yeah, like William's wife, Kate Middleton. So, and there was a picture of her at Houghton Festival, and she had a wristband on, she had her wellies on, she was sat chatting with a drink, and everybody was like, "That's the reason why they couldn't." She's too hungover from Houghton. To make it to
that makes sense. That's funny. Do you think she pops a pill?
Imagine. So disrespectful.
No, how fucking gunning at Houghton Festival.
Kate on the
oh my god, KK at it again, can't go to the fucking final.
But apparently, like, I mean, obviously there was obviously going to be some boring explanation, and it wasn't just Kate was camping like in the green zone at Houghton Festival. And apparently the boring explanation is that they're really good friends with the people who actually own Houghton Hall, like the big manor that the festival's on, and apparently she wants to go visit them and they pop their head in or something. Lame. I wanted to see her at 8 a.m. like at the stage
stumbling home.
But yeah, what I was gonna say was, well, yeah, Abra, like, Kate's pretty, she's just boring.
Like, the way you say boring is so funny.
Like, Kate's the type of girl who would turn up in like a barber jacket and a long chomp and skinny jeans from Jewels.
And you know those like barber jackets smell fucking weird.
They are
as well.
Minging. I'm sorry, the worst thing about that like breed of like upper class is their fashion.
Oh yeah.
I mean, obviously
their fashion and their stench.
In terms of shallow stuff, like obviously there's a lot more like systemental, if that's the correct word, issues that we
systemental.
Like as systemic. In terms of systemic maybe.
Systemental.
There's a lot more bigger issues, but in terms of like shallow, like surface levels, yeah. what we could actually take a tackle on and like sort out within 12 hours is their fashion.
Yeah, that is fucking true. I like that. Yeah, no, in fact.
But shout out to the women's football team for England. You yeah. rocked it. In other news, moving on from sport to something a bit more in our lane, Britney Spears has filed for divorce from her, I guess now, ex-husband, Sam. They were married for a year. They got married last year. It was a star-studded wedding. Drew Barrymore, Madonna, Selena Gomez, Paris Hilton was all there. But it was very weird. Everybody was like, it got very rushed into, but like there was never any conclusion about it. But yeah, she got married from that lowlife who was her backup dancer previously, and that's how they met. And now he's asking for a bunch of fucking money when they didn't sign a prenup, which, smart Britney. And he doesn't deserve any money because he's gross.
No offense, but like, I never know what the fuck is going on with Britney. Like, there's always something. The only thing that I really paid attention to, because I actually thought, okay, this is good and benefiting maybe other people. Well, more benefiting her than I don't know how to explain it, but was the thing with her dad.
That's right, the conservatorship.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. But like, I'm just like, oh, another thing, babe. Like,
bless her. You know what? I will always stand by Britney because I genuinely think in our. Obviously, there was people in the past who have been like, for example, someone like Princess Diana, but like that wasn't our lifetime. In my lifetime, I don't think there's been anyone who's been so badly being treated by press, mm-hmm. maybe other than Meghan Markle. But even still, at least Meghan Markle has some sort of privacy in terms of like paparazzi. Mm-hmm. Like Britney literally for a good few years could not leave her house without hundreds of cameras like and flashes. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think there has been a case in our lifetime as bad as Britney. Mm. So I always have so much sympathy for Britney, and obviously since she's come out of her conservatorship, she's had full control of her social media and all that stuff, and a lot of people have a lot to say about what she posts on social media, because you know she'll post like dancing in her living room in her bikini and all that sort of stuff, and it's like the only reason everybody is saying what the fuck is going on is because there's been so much hype and hysteria around her, which has all caused and stemmed from A, the way the press has treated her, and the way that the press has controlled her reputation, and B, the way her dad has controlled her and her reputation. Mm-hmm. And she's never had her own say of how she gets to come across to people and how she wants to be interpreted for like the past 10, 15 years. And now she finally has. The reputation's already been ruined by these people. So everybody's just like, oh, what's she doing? And I was at a standpoint at one point, like recently, where I was just like, obviously I would never actually want this because it's so great that she's now free and has full control and she's able to post on social media. But there are some times where I'm just like, I mean, as long as the comments aren't affecting Britney, like, who am I to say anything? Like, it doesn't actually matter. But I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish like people have so much to say because of how much you're letting them in. And sometimes I'm just like, but then it's like her prerogative now. Mm. And I also recently, yesterday, TMZ reported that like Britney was in a really hard place and like things were going on behind the scenes all because of this divorce. And our girl Britney just hooked social media cutting up peppers in the kitchen. Like the most normal mundane thing. Yeah. And I love that she now, literally since like 2003, like literally 20 years ago, is the first time she's able to control her narrative and what goes out. And it was really interesting. I was listening to, I want to say maybe a podcast, but I can't remember what specifically. About like the peak of tabloid press and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, the early 2000s when it was like paparazzi, and these people had actual no say on their reputation because everything that the public was fed was through news outlets. Mm-hmm. Like there was no social media for someone to go on and say their side of the story. There was no that. Every single like way that someone was perceived was through no control of their own. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually crazy how much free speech and stuff that we're able to have now through social media. And I never deeped it to the fact that, like, obviously I deep like how bad the paparazzi and the press used to be and how like harming that would be, but I never actually deeped that, like, you couldn't have any control over that. Like, that was just a wrap for you. If the press had it out for you, then that was you fucking done for. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've just never like been I only say that yeah though. I've never been a Britney fan, so I've never like tried to even like have a discussion about her.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But now I definitely get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but. And it's also, to be fair, there is also so much about Britney and Britney's case and Britney's story in life that people just have no idea about because of the conservatorship and all that kind of stuff. Like, there will be so much in the sort of cupboards and closets.
Yeah, it just comes down to just women just being, like, controlled and just in general, really. And I always, another thing that I always just thought was so odd was how exploited she was at such a young age as well.
Yeah.
You know, she was around so many older men, like, constantly, because she was, like, in that genre of music and stuff like that. And, like, things, I bet there's so much, like, shit that there's probably, like, as you said, like, in the closet and stuff that hasn't even been spoken about. And
stuff even,
like
down to things like she always, I want to make sure that I get this right, but also if I get this wrong, I'm sorry, because this is just, again, just relaying information from another podcast I listened to. But she was obviously on Disney Channel, and she was that poster child of, like, innocentness, and I'm pretty sure she said that she was saving herself from marriage or something about chastity or something like that, and at the time she was dating Justin Timberlake, and the two broke up, and Justin Timberlake went on a radio interview, and the radio interviewers were like, oh, come on, tell us if you had sex with her, and he was like, yeah, I did and it was just like, she was literally 17, like, that was taken away from her and, like, gone on a radio that was. And I mean, I don't know, obviously this was literally 20 years ago, so I haven't gone back and done my research. I don't, who knows if that was even true, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he could have just been saying that. And it's like, it's all the way back till then to now, she's still getting hounded and harassed and all that shit, like, God. And I will say, I fucking love the fact that she, after the breakup, she was like, I put on my best green dress and got my guy there.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And I was
too.
Like,
I love that.
Why the fuck would that be like, I've got some friends who are fag hags. Like, they're all their best friends are just gay best friends. Like,
what?
Fag hags. You never heard the saying fag hag?
I would never be allowed to say that.
No.
So why would I?
Like, you, no one's, like, ever said, oh, like you have a lot of gay friends. And
Sam
no one's
has
ever
said that to me.
You have more than me and Sam.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't think, like, as in, like, best friends.
Close
that,
friends,
like,
yeah. Fag hag just makes, maybe I shouldn't even be saying this on the podcast. I feel like,
you own that, babe.
It's just basically like a saying for, like, a girl, like a straight, usually typically straight woman who is just like a gay person in a straight woman's body, and all their best friends are gay people, and or they love going out to gay clubs and listening to gay music, that kind of thing. But I have so many friends like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that's literally what they would be if they were going through a divorce.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I wonder what my best dress would be if I went through a divorce. Because she was like, my best green dress or something like that.
Some, like, such a, like, Britney, like, 2012 dress. Yeah. 2015.
Did you ever have, oh my God, I remember when we were, in 2012, 2013. All these girls wore this black bodycon dress. It was like one black long sleeve, and it was cut out panels, but like the cutouts were like neon strips.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And we had those like triangle bikinis.
Oh my God, the triangle bikinis. You know the story behind triangle bikini?
No.
So triangle bikini, if you didn't know, it was like the huge bikini band in like early 2010s. How they got it to blow up was they wanted to get Kendall Jenner to wear it, but they knew Kendall Jenner wouldn't reply to like a small
brand. Know this as well. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
So they contacted all her friends and gifted it to all her friends to wear it. And obviously Kendall Jenner was like, wait, what the fuck is this bikini? And why is everyone wearing it and not me? And then she got in touch with the brand herself and was like, please, can you give me it? Genius. Obviously, that would never work nowadays.
No.
But, like, it was such, like, an essence of
the
time.
I mean, it would work definitely on a lower level.
Yeah, but it's such an essence of the time to, like, pick up on something like that. Especially when gifting wasn't such a big thing. So it's like, you know what? You know when loads of people get gifted stuff nowadays, it's really obvious and it almost puts you off doing the thing because it's like, babe.
It's like that Aloe brand.
Yeah, or... Yeah. But, like, back in the day, like, gifting wasn't a thing. So it was like... You wouldn't deep if all your friends got gifted something. If all my friends got gifted something, I would actively be like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But back in the day, that would have just been like, wait, why am I the only one left out?
Yeah. It's such like a cliche.
People are so smart. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram and YouTube at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this week's episode. Do you think Prince William should have gone to the Lioness matches? Do you think Maya Jama and Stormzy are back together? You got to let us know. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Bye. Ciao.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.